I was just asking the Lord about worship and what it is about worship, you know, that he likes. And I was talking to the Lord about this, and I felt like suddenly the Spirit of the Lord just came out of nowhere and said this. He said, worship me with your hands. And instinctively I understood that when he said, worship me with your hands, he is asking for a depth of worship that is not just loving him with your mind and loving him with your heart, but loving him with your whole being, loving him with your strength. And I felt like the Lord is going to begin to call the church deeper and deeper into worship. And a worship that begins to encompass the poor. And Matthew 25 went running through my spirit that when we visit the poor and when we visit those in prison and when we feed the poor and when we clothe the naked, that it is an act of worship to him, that it's done right to him, right to Jesus himself. And so I feel like the Lord is actually going to begin to call people deeper into deeper levels of worship that involves loving him with all our strength, and that the church is going to begin to move in these days into a depth of worship that encompasses the poor, that begins to take on his heart, that begins to die to themselves and pick up their cross and follow him wherever he goes, and that will worship him with all their strength. Yeah, and then the whole thing of James too just was running in my spirit about pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the widows and the orphans in their affliction. And I can, in my spirit, just totally feel the Spirit of God calling people out into the highways and the byways in preparation for the wedding supper of the Lamb, that his table must be filled, and that as an act of worship and the bride getting herself ready, making herself ready with the righteous acts of the saints, will involve the whole movement out to the church, to the highways and the byways. And so, Lord, we just ask, God, that your Spirit would begin to call deep unto deep, Lord, and prepare your church, Lord, for this marriage supper of the Lamb as you begin to call people out to bring in every last single person that should be there, because it's all about you. Lord, it's all about you, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the bride has made herself ready. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would begin to move your church, Lord, into the highways and the byways. And, Lord, it's the act of preparing ourselves, Lord, for the marriage supper of the Lamb, that you said your table must be full. And, God, we just ask that you would send out laborers, Lord, that would worship you with all their strength, Lord, by reaching out and doing unto the poor of the earth, Lord, as though they were doing it unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.